Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Coping with Trauma-Related Dissociation, Skills Training for Patients and Therapists, by Suzette Boone. Is a groundbreaking manual designed to address the complex challenges faced by individuals suffering from dissociative disorders. Written for both patients and clinicians, the book forms part of the renowned Norton series on interpersonal neurobiology. With a foundation anchored in clinical expertise, this guide seeks to empower individuals suffering from trauma-related dissociation by equipping them with essential skills for stabilization and integration. The text is structured in a highly accessible format, offering practical exercises, patient handouts, and detailed guidance for therapists. By demystifying the mechanisms and symptoms of dissociation, Boone makes the therapeutic process less daunting and more collaborative. Not only does this book fill a vital gap in trauma treatment literature, but it also underscores the importance of relational safety, step-by-step progress, and psychoeducation. Coping with Trauma-Related Dissociation aims to transform confusion and fear about dissociation into a sense of agency and hope, encouraging both therapist and patient to work as a unified team to confront and manage the aftermath of trauma. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding dissociation and its symptoms. The first major focal point of the book is a thorough and empirically grounded overview of dissociation, its definition, origins, and distinguishing symptoms. Boone makes it clear that dissociation is not a character flaw or weakness, but a coping strategy developed in response to overwhelming or prolonged trauma, especially in childhood. The text delineates the spectrum of dissociative experiences, from mild detachment to severe fragmentation of identity. Detailed symptom checklists help patients and therapists recognize manifestations such as memory gaps, feelings of unreality, emotional numbness, and internal conflicts between parts of the self. By providing a language for these experiences, the book reduces shame and confusion, fostering self-understanding. Patients learn that dissociation is a natural adaptation to survive unbearable situations, and therapists are offered clear guidelines to assess and validate these experiences without judgment or pathologization. This understanding forms the cornerstone of further work, creating a safe and empathic therapeutic environment. Secondly, psychoeducation. Building knowledge and reducing stigma. Another vital aspect addressed by Boone is psychoeducation. The book stresses the importance of educating both patients and their support systems about trauma and dissociation. Misconceptions and stigma abound concerning dissociative disorders, often resulting in misdiagnosis or inadequate care. Through accessible explanations, diagrams, and analogies, the text demystifies key neurobiological and psychological processes involved in dissociation. Patients are encouraged to see their symptoms within a framework of survival rather than pathology. This knowledge empowers them to approach their experiences with less self-blame and more curiosity. For therapists, the book outlines how to introduce psychoeducation at an appropriate pace, balancing the need for information with the patient's readiness. Including caregivers or significant others in this process is also discussed, bolstering the patient's sense of support and community. Psychoeducation serves as a catalyst for collaboration, trust building, and increased participation in the healing process. Thirdly, stabilization, grounding techniques, and emotional regulation. Central to recovery from trauma-related dissociation is the concept of stabilization. The book dedicates extensive resources to teaching grounding skills, body-based interventions, and techniques to manage overwhelming emotions. Boone provides step-by-step exercises that help reconnect individuals to the present moment, such as mindfulness, sensory grounding, and safe place visualization. She addresses common pitfalls, such as triggering or flooding, explaining how gradual pacing and repeated practice increase mastery. Emotional regulation training is also thoroughly covered. Patients learn to recognize early warning signs of dysregulation and are taught how to de-escalate using breathing techniques, self-soothing strategies, and structured routines. The book recognizes the necessity of respecting limits and avoiding premature exposure to traumatic material. By focusing on stabilization, Boone helps ensure that both patient and therapist can navigate the treatment process safely, minimizing crises, and promoting steady progress. This practical approach is enlivened by real-life examples, worksheets, and troubleshooting tips. Fourthly, internal communication and cooperation. Among dissociative parts, one of the unique strengths of Boone's work is her focus on fostering communication and collaboration among dissociative parts or self-states. The book normalizes the experience of having internal parts with differing perspectives, emotions, and memories, which is common in complex dissociation. Through guided exercises, patients are encouraged to gently notice and dialogue with these parts, increasing understanding and reducing internal conflict. Techniques such as journaling, mapping, and internal meetings are introduced, equipping patients with tools to negotiate between parts and share control safely. Therapists are guided to approach these phenomena without fear or skepticism, validating the internal reality of the patient's experience. Gradually, the book shows how increased cooperation leads to reduced chaos, improved daily functioning, and greater self-compassion. This collaboration among parts is not aimed at immediate integration, but rather at improving communication and functioning in a respectful, non-coercive manner. Lastly, therapist guidance and self-care. A distinctive feature of this manual is its dual focus. It is as much a resource for therapists as it is for patients. Boone provides therapists with practical strategies for navigating the complexities of dissociative presentations, including how to maintain therapeutic boundaries, pace interventions, and manage transference and countertransference. The importance of therapist self-awareness and self-care is underscored, as working with dissociation and trauma can evoke intense emotional reactions and potential vicarious trauma. The book advises clinicians on recognizing their own limits, seeking supervision, and practicing self-care to avoid burnout. There are also protocols for handling crises, ruptures in the therapeutic alliance, and ethical dilemmas. By supporting the well-being of therapists, Boone enables them to offer more consistent, effective, and compassionate care. The inclusion of illustrative case examples, troubleshooting guides, and session templates provides therapists with a valuable toolkit for their ongoing work. In conclusion, coping with trauma-related dissociation is more than a textbook or manual. It is a lifeline for both trauma survivors and the clinicians who support them. The structured, skills-based approach demystifies the often bewildering symptoms of dissociative disorders and replaces fear and shame with knowledge and practical strategies. This book is particularly valuable for individuals struggling with dissociation as a result of complex trauma, such as childhood abuse or neglect, and for therapists seeking concrete, validated interventions to help their clients find stability and hope. Family members and supporters can also benefit, as the book outlines ways to build empathy and effective support networks. Choosing this book over others in the field offers significant advantages. Its blend of psychoeducation, hands-on exercises, and focus on therapeutic alliance ensures that recovery is both practical and deeply humane. Boone's clinical experience and research-backed skills training provide a sense of security for readers who may feel lost or overwhelmed. Investing in this book can be transformative, granting tools to foster inner resilience, deepen understanding of oneself or one's clients, and make meaningful strides toward healing. Ultimately, coping with trauma-related dissociation stands out for its clarity, depth, and compassionate insight, qualities that can genuinely make a difference in the lives of those navigating the long journey to recovery. If you would like to support Suzette Boone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.